Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. And joining us today, our first guest is Nancy Cohen, and she is, of course, the historian at Harvard Business School, or as we say here in Boston, Harvard Business School. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Frankie. It's a great pleasure.
Nancy, we live in a time where this book is so more appropriate today than ever.
Yes, it is. I mean, I wrote the book over a long time, 10 years, Frankie, but I didn't realize when I produced, you know, Forged in Crisis, The Power of Courageous Leadership in Turbulent Times, that its, you know, entry into the world, it was published just 2 weeks ago, would be such an amazingly relevant time for both the heroes in the book, these amazing people who made themselves into great leaders, or the lessons they learned and the messages they have for our time and for all leaders from any walk of life trying to do something noble and important and beneficial for the world.
So, Nancy, if we could just talk a little bit about Forged in Crisis, this new book, The Power of Courageous Leadership in Turbulent Times. If we could
I'm sorry, excuse me, Frankie.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, it's a story book. It's not a business book or a dry, dusty history book. It's these five extraordinary stories of these individuals who, in the midst of, you know, the high winds and huge waves of crisis, reached down inside themselves and found something, you know, usually just by the, you know, hair of their chinny-chin-chin, that enabled them to take the next step, navigate through the crisis, and slowly, and, you know, in all too human ways that we can all relate to, make themselves into individuals that could do extraordinary things. Or as I have said to many different people I've talked to the book about, these stories are the story of how the impossible is made possible, and I think that's a message we really long to hear right now in our own turbulence and our growing cynicism about so many leaders.
Yes. How did you pick the five people?
So the five people, the Antarctic explorer Ernest Shackleton, the 16th president Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, wait a minute. We've got to talk about Shackleton. What a story.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Do you love this story, Nancy? Obviously you do. It's in the book, but you talk about
it. The story just, you know, I know it well. I know it, Frankie, as well as the age spots on the back of my hand, but it never fails, even with that deep knowledge, never fails to amaze me. The way this man found the courage over and over again, the muscles of resilience that he strengthened and accessed, and just his just sheer, you know, decency and sense of responsibility for these 27 men that are marooned on a floating iceberg in 1915 and 16, and his ability ultimately to get them to civilization, you know, without Waze, without text messages, without any kind of communication, is just so extraordinary.
So amazing.
You almost can't
so
believe it, and I know it really well, and yet he did it. He did it, and
you know,
he speaks to our time with that ability.
It makes us realize, you know, I've had problems with my phone, and it's been so inconvenient to not have a phone. And I'm thinking back at someone like this man who went up mountains that people said were just not even walkable, let alone he climbed, and what he did and how he persevered in the most horrible conditions. Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing. You know, it's jaw-dropping. And then you realize that, you know, the stakes could not have been higher, right? He's battling for the lives of his 27 men in his own life. And he just faces, you know, one, as you said, one insurmountable mountain after another. And he keeps getting to the top and then seeing the next mountain and getting to the top of that one. And, you know, I've been especially heartened, Frankie, by how teenagers and young people respond to this story. Because
yes.
I have had many, you know, 17-year-olds tell me, I want to be like Ernest Shackleton. Or Ernest Shackleton gave me, you know, the courage to deal with some social stuff mm-hmm. or some difficulties I'm having at school. And that, to me, is like the most powerful legacy that Shackleton
right.
leaves us. That
right.
he can inspire people, 17-year-olds today, or hopefully congressmen today, to reach in and find their stronger self.
By the way, if you just read about Shackleton and Forged in Crisis, it's worth the price of the admission, because this is really, and if you do not know anything about this man, this is the book you want to pick up, because Nancy Cohen has just nailed it. Nailed it, nailed it, nailed it. And I cannot let you go without talking about some of the other wonderful people you've written about.
So the third story is after Lincoln is Douglas, Frederick Douglass, the escaped slave and abolitionist. The fourth story is a story most of our your listeners don't, none of us know very well, which is a story about a pastor in Nazi Germany who becomes part of the resistance to Hitler, a man named Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who eventually becomes part of a plot to try and assassinate Hitler and overthrow the Nazi government. And then the fifth story, which I think is almost as jaw-dropping in terms of the magnitude of the stakes and the bravery of the person, is the only woman in the story. She's shy.
Yes.
She's quiet. She works alone. And her name is Rachel Carson. And she really launched the environmental
movement. She was my role
model.
Yeah, she was my role model, and in college, I would run around the dorms, and I would I just absolutely formed the ecology club because of her. And I would
wow.
post up, shut the water off while you're brushing your teeth. I can't tell you how many decades ago this was. And make sure you put a green plant in your room. And oh my gosh, I cleaned up the pond on campus. I was absolutely, she changed my life. And still to this day, I am into conservation, and I am into recycling in a way that, because of Rachel, and I'm so grateful to her and the work that she did with Silent Springs.
Well, I hope that she inspires other, you know, powerful women from, you know, of all shapes and sizes around the world. Her story is not as well known as some of these other stories, but I want her to become a symbol of the power of introverts, the power of doing your homework, the power of finding your, you know, your bravery muscles, because what many people may not know is that as she's writing this momentous book that rocks the world in good ways, Silent Spring, she's also battling an aggressive cancer,
mm-hmm.
trying to outrun
mm-hmm.
the clock to finish this project. And, you know, she does all of this with grace and kindness while she's taking care of her family. So hers is a really relevant, really powerful story for all kinds of people, particularly women today.
I have to ask you, this is such a major undertaking, and there are so many that didn't make it into the book. So that leads my question to, will there be Forged in Crisis Part 2? Three, four.
I don't think there will be. I mean, I spent about 13 years with this book, and I've lived a monk's life for the last few years trying to finish it and get it right. So I'm probably not going to undertake a book of this, of five different stories. What is coming is another really inspiring, you know, ripped from the pages of history, but, you know, as dramatic as any Hollywood action film, is another story of another person who, coming from very, very little, made the impossible possible. So that is next on my agenda, Frankie. I hope it will be a shorter pregnancy than, you know, 10 to 13 years.
Can you tell us who it is?
Pardon? Well, I'm actually entertaining. I'm auditioning in the historical archives about five different people. So I can't give you even the finalists yet because I'm not quite there.
Oh, okay. So it's in the infancy stages. Oh, how exciting you're sharing
it
that.
It is exciting. It is exciting. And, you know, you better love your subject at the beginning because you're going to get to know them real well while you write a book.
Yes. I have to say that, Nancy, this book is an equalizer for generations. I think it's important for young people listening to this program to order this book, Forged in Crisis. I think it's important for those of us to be reminded that have known about these stories and these historical figures, but to go back and to revisit the power that they've had on our lives and the inspiration that they can give us. And I think that there are times when all of us are down and out, and when you read Forged in Crisis, it will renew your spirits in many ways. And Nancy
Cohen, from your lips to God's ears, Miss Frankie.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure. You have an invitation anytime, by the way. Anytime.
Well, God bless you. It's really a pleasure to talk with you.
And we will be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 2 dozen trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter cap full of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Because it's imperative for all of us to become educated. Not an easy segment, believe me. It's not easy for Tim Hollister. And it's Frankie Boyer. Welcome back, Biz Talk Radio. And Tim is here today to talk about teen driving safety. And his motto is not so fast. Parenting your teen through the dangers of driving. And your own memoir and story. And Tim, I just got back from the Verizon store yesterday when I noticed there was a new... while I was driving, a new icon popped up and said, "Do not disturb, I am driving." And I love that my cell phone knew that. And but welcome to the program, and I am so sorry. Can you please share with us your story, your tragic story?
Sure. My son Reed, 17 years old, the driver, died in a one-car crash on an interstate highway in Connecticut in 2006, 11 months after getting his license. No alcohol, no drugs, no cell phone. He died from being over the speed limit and inexperienced with how to handle a skid. Several months later in Connecticut, we had back-to-back multiple fatality teen driver crashes. Our governor appointed a task force to overhaul our teen driver laws and appointed me as a parent. Serving on that task force, I learned that I had not been a well-informed parent. I really didn't understand how dangerous teen driving really is. And so armed with the information that I learned there, in 2009, I started a national blog for parents of teen drivers, which is called From Reed's Dad. And then in 2013, I pulled my blog post into a book called Not So Fast, Parenting Your Teen Through the Dangers of Driving, which has won several National Public Service Awards. So that's my journey from parent of a teen driver to being an advocate for safer teen driving.
I'm so sorry for your loss, but how do you make parents understand that the brain of a teenager still is not quite, even though they sound intelligent, they look fully developed, it's not fully developed yet. They don't have the experience. They don't have the skills, but more importantly, experience. And so what do you say when you're talking to young kids? What do you say when you're talking to parents?
Well, on the delayed development of the human brain, this is relatively recent science. So we tell parents, this isn't anything you learned when you were in high school or college, but the reality is, the biological fact is that the human brain is not fully developed until we reach about age 22 to 25, and the last part that develops is what helps us perceive risk and avoid danger, which is why teens in general are somewhat impulsive and don't understand the risks always of what they're doing, but they're not mature enough to process the risks of driving. And I tell parents and teens, this is a biological fact that no amount of on-the-road training can overcome. It's just a reason that your supervision and working together to avoid the very predictable situations that most often result in crashes is paramount.
Yeah. How can parents monitor their technology to help kids, their teens, drive safer?
Okay, well, I tell parents to act like an air traffic controller and set up a flight plan with their teens every time they get behind the wheel. What's your destination? What's the schedule? What's the route? Who are your passengers? How are you going to communicate? And then use monitoring technology, and a good example of which is Hum, which is made by Verizon, to make sure that the flight plan is carried out. So Hum is a below-the-dashboard plug-in that in the teen's car that sends data to an app on the parent's phone. Vehicle location and speed, boundary alerts, also called geofences, maximum speed alerts, a driver safety scorecard, crash notification. This is real-time data that parents can use day by day to monitor their teens' driving, but then also have an ongoing conversation with their teens, not just avoiding unsafe driver conduct, but also seeing how they're doing with the skills that that they need to develop and need to become more experienced.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting. I have a great nephew who did not want to get his license. He just didn't want to get it, and he's graduated from high school, but just didn't feel comfortable, wasn't ready. And I love the fact that my nephew didn't push him. No one pushed him.
Right.
And his sister is in college, and she still hasn't gotten her license yet. And, I'm hoping that she will want to learn, because I can't, I think having so much fear of the road is not a good thing either. So there's that balance. But he finally decided that he was going to go to a local college, and he would need to get his license to drive to school. There was no other way. And so it forced him this summer to take his time, and he learned how to drive in time to get to school. And he's a little afraid, and he's being very cautious, but he's trying to master driving. And I think it's a great story, because he wasn't pushed into it. He did it on his terms.
Well, that sounds like a great outcome, and a family that's really got their eye on the ball. We're seeing more and more situations where teens are not getting their license when they're first eligible. Sometimes it's the parent that says you're not ready. Sometimes it's maybe a precocious teen that knows that they're not ready to drive. But either way, as we were talking about the brain development, the only reason that the driving age is 16 or 15 in most places in the country is because it's been that way for a generation. If we aligned the minimum driving age with the science, it would be 22.
That's right. It would be. Yeah. I also was late in getting my license. I didn't get my license until I was, I think, 18 or 19. I don't know why, but it must run in our family. I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, probably.
Yeah.
But I was much more mature at that age than I was a few years earlier. It meant a lot to me that I did get it. So I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Later is better. Absolutely. I'm not saying 22, but later is much better. And
right.
Also, there's so many circumstances that we really need to convey to kids. And as you say, it's not just the texting and the driving with the phone, but it's also about the road conditions and the speed limits and all of those things. What's the best website to find out more about the work you're doing, the advocacy work you're doing, your book, and what parents can go to?
Well, on the monitoring technology, hum.com, and for safety and driving, you start with my blog, which is reids.dad.org.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure having you with
my
us
pleasure.
Today. And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned, Biz Talk Radio.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. We are obsessed with this holiday, by the way. We have spent billions of dollars with a B. Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And it's that time of the year. We welcome back Casey Wallace, host of the series Ghosts of the Caribbean. Dead people do tell tales. And she and her husband have been researching pirates in the Caribbean for a very long time, and it's a pleasure. Welcome back. Nice to have you back again, Casey.
Hi, how are you today, Frankie? It's so lovely to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. So when did you, let's go back a little bit, when did you realize that you were a medium?
Well, I didn't know what they called it. I've been doing this since I was just a very young child. But I think I didn't think I was different, you know, in any way, shape, or form from anybody else. So I guess I probably picked up the name, probably in my early 20s or so, and it's just such a normal part of my life that I really don't think about it all too often.
Right. And so what was it about the Caribbean that you and your husband became obsessed with?
Well, we had been considering going to the Caribbean for a vacation and you know, had gotten some information on some different areas. Before we went, I got contacted by a ghost named Jacob. I told my husband that there's this young man from the 1600s, 1700s, that is trying to talk to me and communicate with me. And he started calling me to this island. My husband and I, because of what we do for a living, we've learned not to discount those messages and those signs. And so we went. So we went to Roatan, Honduras. That's where Port Royal is. It's a huge mecca for pirates. And Jacob led us to the prison that he was held captive in. And this unleashed an abundant amount of pirate ghosts, among others, there in the Caribbean that were just dying to tell their story and to be made known and to be recognized. And so we decided to film all of this and create a couple of fantastic series for people to watch. So we make contact with these ghosts, but we actually communicate with them. Instead of just trying to make it into a scary thing for everybody, we communicate with the ghosts. We get their story. We transfer what it is that they want to say to people, and then we do our best to help get them moving along.
Okay, that is so interesting. Now, is this like your busy time of the year? People seem to be more open and more receptive to mediums and ghosts and all of that at this time of the year?
Well, I would say for the living people, what we would refer to as the physical living people, they become more aware. Ghosts and apparitions don't really have a timeline where they amplify themselves at different times of the year, but human beings tend to just get their sensory systems a little bit heightened at this time. But for me, it's busy all the time.
Oh, I bet. I bet. When you get a message, tell us what happens. Do you go through any physical changes?
I don't with this type of thing. Sometimes when I channel, I do. So usually I will get a hit, what I call a ping. and somebody's trying to talk to me. Somebody's trying to tell me something, and I'll usually prompt Brad that there's somebody trying to make communication. We usually will just kind of sit down, and he'll kind of start prompting me, who is it, who is it, who is it? And a lot of times this ghost or apparition or spirit will literally use my body, and I will talk to Brad as that being, in which case I don't really remember a lot of things. Sometimes they actually are talking to me. I can pick up, what I tell people is I'm a clairaudient, so I hear them talking to me, and sometimes I can get a little bit of a visual on them, but mostly it's an audience type of communication for me.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the series that you created.
Yeah. We wanted to do a little twist for people. You know, people tend to be so afraid. There seems to be so much fear wrapped around the shroud of mystery as to what happens to us when we die, what happens when loved ones die. Obviously, there's a lot of religious beliefs that just really contradict it. Other people and family, you know, want to know what's going on. And we just wanted to make a broader perspective presentation for people. That it, for me, thank goodness, it is not a scary thing. It's not a scary thing. It's fascinating. It's fascinating to hear their stories. They're just like the rest of us. A lot of times when somebody ghosts themselves is what we call it, it's due to trauma. It's due to some type of an emotional trauma. And if we can get them open-minded and thinking a little bit different, a little bit past their locked perspective, then perhaps they can have far more to their existence than what they're having right now.
So your stories are kind of wild, and it's so interesting that you have this with pirates. Now,
right,
what's happened to these islands now that all of the destruction and all of that, is that going to affect the work that you guys are doing or have done?
It doesn't where we're going to, where we've been going to in this Caribbean. These islands are, Frankie, they are embedded with layers and layers and layers of trauma and violence. There was a massive slave trade very, very early on for the native people of these islands. And we've got ghosts that are slaves. We've got children that are being taken by the pirates for slave trade. We've actually also got some, you know, normal people, merchants at that time that were wounded and continue to, you know, to walk on the beach. The children love to use us to try to connect with back with their parents. They're lost. Their parents are looking for them. So we really just allow whatever it is that wants to come through. But it is, mm-hmm, it's a layering effect that has been covered up for so long, and we think their story is valuable.
You know, there have been many people, and I grew up in a house where I didn't experience anything supernatural. But my mother was very open to that, but we just didn't experience it. But it's so interesting, that same house in the attic, which we hardly ever went up into, but mm-hmm, it was filled with ghosts, and it became fixed up, and people were, we were renting it out when I was right before I sold the house. I had a lot of tenants, and it was one of the reasons why I had to sell it. It became really out of control because there were so many stories going on of spirits on the third floor on this, in mm-hmm, this attic. And, mm-hmm, it's so bizarre that there would be all of that on that third floor, but yet it never affected us growing up on the mm-hmm second and first floor.
Okay. Yeah. They get locked into dimensions and realms, and it becomes their whole reality. Some ghosts, some apparitions move and interact with you. They can actually go other places with you other than just where they are, you know, in their home. They can actually leave the home and go with you places. And other times they don't. They just get very, very locked. Their whole experience becomes a reality for them. So up in your attic, there was abuse going on in that house. So there, the father at that time used to take the children up there and abuse them in many, many different ways. And those children and that man are locked in that reality up there. It's a shroud of secrecy for them.
Yeah.
And it's become a whole reality for them. So that's why they're there.
Wow. I wonder if they're still there, because someone renovated the entire house. So I don't know if they're still there or not.
Yeah, renovation does not get rid of energy. So it can help mask some of the energy. But, there really needs to be an invitation for them to move along.
Well, I haven't heard any stories from the new owner, but it's fascinating stuff, I especially this time of the year. So let's get the website, Casey Wallace, and the series and how people can find you and the series and more about you and Brad.
Thank you, Frankie. You can go to Ghosts of the Caribbean on Facebook, and there's links there where you can watch some of the series. You can also see it on YouTube. That's Ghosts of the Caribbean on YouTube. You can rent full episodes on Vimeo, but the website that's got everything on it is expandwithjulius.com. That's J-U-L-I-U-S, expandwithjulius.com.
Well, as always, that was so much fun. Thank you so much, and we will be back in just a moment. It's Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters! The pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's RegActiv.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Yes, it is Frankie Boyer. We're going to the dogs today with Alexandra Horowitz's Being a Dog, Following the Dog into the World of Smell. And it's become a New York Times bestseller, and it's now in paperback. And Alexandra, you really teach owners how to follow the dog's lead to learn about their spectacular nose and how we mere humans can improve our underused sense of smell. So welcome. It's nice to have you back.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
So how strong is their sense of smell, by the way?
Well, it varies by scent, but I think they're mostly smelling things that we cannot detect at all. And there's some interesting examples. You know, they can smell. This is not a trained dog. This is just any old dog can smell about a picogram. That's like a trillionth of a gram of TNT, other explosives. So it's no wonder that there are explosive detection dogs, you know, sniffing bags at airports.
Yeah,
because
that makes sense.
Something which
yes.
us has no scent, you know, can be detected at really low thresholds. And other things they're also really good at in noticing really small amounts. And that's one of the ways to think about how much better it is than ours.
I had my own little experiment. I had a black chow chow for 13 and a half years, Tutu, and she was really very special. And we would go to visit a very dear friend, family friend. She was like a mother to me. And when we went to her house toward the end of this woman's life, and we didn't know it was the end of her life, Tutu would sit right next to her, and she never did that before, and I know that it was, like, annoying. She's constantly under my foot. Get her away from my feet, and she just wouldn't leave her side, and it turned out that she had cancer. And is there is that true that dogs can smell, can have the ability, certain dogs can have the ability to smell illness?
Absolutely, and the way it was discovered was similar kind of phenomenon. Basically, a dog annoying an owner by always sniffing their leg. You know, get off, why are you sniffing my leg? There's nothing there. For months, until the owner winds up going to the hospital and finds out that she has a melanoma on the leg. There were a couple of early examples of these, anecdotal examples, where the dog had noticed the smell of breast cancer or of skin cancer.
Yeah.
And because it has a smell to them, I mean, all objects have a smell. It's just a matter of noticing it. It's a matter of telling us about it. And that's their dog's way of telling us. It's just that it takes us a long time to realize that they're communicating to us, mm-hmm. that they've noticed something is different.
Do you know if you can tell us if their scent, their smell of sense, their smell sense declines as they age, as with humans?
That's a great question. I don't think there's good research on that because we haven't been looking at dogs long enough as this kind of super-powered nose, which can be put to use for us. Most dogs who are detection dogs who are using their nose in a working context do get retired after a time, but that could be for lots of other reasons. They probably have a diminished sense of smell as they age. One interesting feature of the cells in the nose, the olfactory cells, is that in everyone, including us, they regenerate every 30 days or so. So you get new ones. And so there is some way that, unlike the cells in the ear, which just get mowed down with loud noises over time, that the cells in the nose could continue more into adulthood and being aged. But we have to expect that they break down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. My friend's dog, which is, he has the big ears, he's an English Cocker Spaniel, and he's very, very cute. And I came back from Whole Foods today and putting groceries away, and I got him. I was there very early, and I was at the egg bar, and I got like three or four different kinds of eggs in a cardboard container, and I just put it on the counter, and I'm doing all my other things, and he actually jumped up to the counter because he loves eggs. This is a dog that eats eggs regularly. And he jumped up and he was like looking like, "You're not sharing your eggs with me? What's up with this?" It was so funny. He's like this laid back kind of dog, and he never jumps. This is not typical of him. And he like jumped right up onto
the egg detection dog. I think there might be some, maybe you could find when the hens have laid. Exactly.
He knew there were eggs in that container, and of course he was rewarded by getting a little piece of the egg because he was so good at finding it. So he got what he wanted. But I love the fact that you are giving us an insight into the dogs that we love and the stories that we love. And I think that, you know, it's important to hear more about these wonderful stories and how powerful dogs really are and the way in which they can communicate.
Yeah, and I think we underestimate them sometimes. I mean, we know they're good at smelling, you know, but I think the degree to which they can smell things that we don't think exist, I don't think we've come close to establishing what that limit is. And for me, that's interesting in two ways, because they'll work for us and therefore can give us a glimpse of a world that's invisible to us, but also because it's interesting to me that we've overlooked it and we can improve their life and their life with us by acknowledging and kind of celebrating their sense of smell instead of, you know, we get a lot of people who like won't let their dog sniff another dog or won't let their dogs want to yank their dogs along, go for a walk and not let them sit and sniff once in a while. And I think the more we let them be themselves like that, I think the better a relationship we can have with them.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. I mean, I when Leo goes for his walk, he's allowed to sniff everything and everyone. And when he goes with his mother, she's like, come on, move along. And he gets the extreme opposite with me, so it balances out in the end. But thank you so much for being with us. Being a dog, following the dog into a world of smell. And what's the best website, Alexandra?
You can find all about my research at dogcognition.com.
Okay. thanks so much for being with us, and thank all of you. Another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for BizTalk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and we'll see you next time. And as always, smile.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.